NBC.
Is the Tom Likas Show.
Marriage in the 21st century. Makes no sense.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
I hate it. Don't do that.
Tom Likas.
790 KABC, the Friday night special. My name is Tom Likas, and we are doing a two-hour program. I may never do another radio show, I don't know, because the deal is I have a gig. And I do a daily online stream at 3 p.m. Monday through Friday. And you can hear it by going to www.tom.show. Tom.show is the website. And we have an app as well. You can get that app by going to TomEverywhere.com. If you'd like to listen, you can hear the show 24/7. So if you missed the last show, just get the free app at TomEverywhere.com, and then you'll be listening. And I'm looking forward to having you try us out any old time. But our thanks to the folks at 790 KABC for giving us an opportunity to come in here and so we can all catch up. Those of you who've been wondering where I am, now you know. Those of you who don't care, that's fine. We've been talking about this new announcement from the FBI that they are reopening the investigation into Hillary Clinton and her email server. And joining us now to kind of look beneath the surface and figure out what's going on here is KABC legal analyst Royal Oaks. Royal, you and I haven't spoken in a while. Great to have you on. Thanks so much.
Nice to talk to you, Tom. And is this a weird story or what? The thing that is weirdest to me is that apparently it grows out of the Anthony Weiner sexting investigation. Because remember back in July, James Comey, the FBI guy, he goes on TV and he gets Sean Hannity all excited because for 10 or 12 minutes it sounds like he's going to go after Hillary Clinton and put her behind bars. But the punchline is, well, yeah, she did a lot of bad stuff. There were 110 emails that she saw that were classified, 8 top secret, 36 secret. But, you know, it was grossly negligent, but no intent to break the law, so no indictment. And so he said, that's it. And everybody, you know, either was happy or unhappy, but that was it in July. So now, 11 days before the election, he writes this letter to all the chairs of the committees. Guys, funny story. I was briefed yesterday, and there are some new emails could really be significant pertaining to the investigation from last July. We're reopening it, and I had to tell you because I told you in July it was done, it was over, put a stake in it. But I have to tell you that's not true now because of recently discovered stuff. And apparently, Tom, the recently discovered stuff only cropped up because the FBI was poking around Anthony Weiner's emails, his devices, his iPhone, and, of course, his wife, Uma Abedin, closest aide to Hillary Clinton, apparently shared at least one device with him. And there are apparently thousands of emails. And we don't know if really Hillary is involved or not. Presumably she is. But, I mean, to me, that's bizarre. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, Pee Wee Herman's problems in the movie theater leading to Watergate. If not for Anthony Weiner's problems, this thing would not have blown up. And it's unprecedented. Never in American history have you had the FBI seriously get involved in a presidential election within days of the actual election. So we are really in uncharted territory.
Now, Royal, what is strange about this is the FBI making this announcement that's more like a tease.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Donald Trump saying he'll keep you in suspense.
Right.
I mean, to say that there's this new investigation and there's new information, and then not even to give us a hint as to whether they actually have a smoking gun, what it's all about, nothing. 11 days before Election Day, I've read in more than one place today that there's kind of an unspoken understanding that special prosecutors or the FBI are not going to drop bombshells like this this close to an election.
Yeah, no, I think that's always been the deal, but it's like we're in the Twilight Zone and Rod Serling's not around to explain it to us, because you're right. What's going to happen in the next 11 days? Hillary came out today and said, doggone it, you know, put up or shut up. You got something? Let us have it. Now, we, of course, know she doesn't really want him to reveal something if it's bad, and she knows he's not going to because, you know, how can he reveal his investigation? If he was going to tell us, he would have told us in the letter. You know, it takes months. They can't clear their throat in 11 days over at the FBI. It's going to take months or years for them to do this. But she has to come out and say, you know, we want it out. And Mike Pence comes out and says, yeah, we want it out. Well, does he really? Or like it to just be this weird miasmic cloud over the Democrats' head? Because what if it turns out to be not such a big deal? So you're right. I mean, we're all in the suspended animation state. But I think Comey felt like he had to reveal it, because if he didn't reveal it, and yet somebody could say in a month or a year, hey, you know, I told Jim Comey about X. It was blockbuster stuff. I told him 2 weeks before the election, and he sat on it. Well, that would be on his headstone when he's dead. Here lies James Comey. He clammed up about stuff when he knew it was huge just to make sure Hillary got elected, and he didn't want that to happen. So it is a total CYA deal for James Comey to do this letter, but I don't see how he can actually just continue to stonewall over the next 11 days, because the pressure is going to build. People on both sides are going to be clamoring and say, come on, you know, a little something for the effort here. What is it you've got in these emails? But you have to figure it is substantive, and it's bad for Hillary, because if it weren't potentially really bad, why in the world would he throw this dead skunk into the election 11 days before? And he knows everybody is going to be after him. I mean, the Republicans hated him in July, and now the Democrats hate him. It's just a totally bizarre situation.
Talk to me a little bit about the infrastructure in the federal government. The director of the FBI answers to whom?
He is part of the Department of Justice. The Department of Justice is headed by the Attorney General, now Loretta Lynch, of course, she who had the nice little chat with Bill Clinton on the tarmac several months ago about golf and so on. And the Attorney General reports to the president. So, you know, you got the political layering, and it's interesting, Tom, that we haven't really heard anything out of the White House today. I imagine they're scratching their head, too. Apparently, they didn't have any heads up. They didn't have any warning that this big letter was coming earlier today. So you've got the political situation and, you know, this weird deal where, you know, Donald Trump is blustering and saying in the debate, you know, you'd be in jail if I were running the show. I mean, we're in a weird, ironic situation where if he wins, he might be in a position to say to his attorney general, let's get a special prosecutor going. You know, there's just too much smoke here. There must be some fire on this Hillary Clinton thing. And similarly, if she wins, let's face it, as you were saying, this may not change that many votes, especially if we're not going to see any, you know, meat on the bone, if we just know there's something out there. If she wins, we could be in for a Nixon-type Watergate deal with months and months of the country wondering, you know, is the president a crook, under criminal investigation? And there could be clamoring for a special prosecutor, because even if she's the president, and so she's the boss of the AG, and they together decide whether there's a special prosecutor, there could be so much clamoring if these WikiLeaks things continue to emerge. I mean, that's what started off this, the worst week of Hillary Clinton's campaign, the WikiLeaks revelations about all the infighting and all the pay-to-play stuff. And then there was the Obamacare is cratering. So it was shaping up to be a really awful week for Hillary at a bad time. But, you know, at the end of the day, as I say, I think your instinct is right. Without some sort of a further bombshell, something, some real substance, the polls are so clear that Donald Trump would have to run the table. I mean, it's kind of like flipping a coin and you got a 50-50 chance. Okay. But if you have to win 7 straight coin flips, it's 1 over 2 times 1 over 2. It's like 164, 1 out of 160. That's what Donald Trump is facing, because he has to win all of the swing states. And, you know, it's anybody's guess whether today will lead to a situation where he can somehow win those coin flips. But, you know, next few days are going to be pretty interesting.
Well, we have a caller who wants to talk specifically to you, and so I am going to put that person on the show. Let's say hello to Mickey in Encino. What is your question for Royal Oaks?
Yeah, hi, Royal.
Hey, Mickey.
I wanted to ask you, both of these candidates, you know, have committed, you know, improprieties and transgressions, to say the least. Is it theoretically possible to have a sitting president in jail if everything went right or wrong, respectively?
Well, you know, the impeachment process is the way you get rid of the president. And as we know from our history, Andrew Johnson was the only president who was impeached, and he was not convicted until Bill Clinton, and then Bill Clinton was impeached, not convicted. But people have kind of forgotten about that because Bill Clinton literally held a pep rally in the Rose Garden the afternoon of his impeachment, and then he went on with his party to score a blockbuster victory in the off-year election because the American public felt that the Republicans had just politicized it. It was really unfair. So impeachment is the way you get rid of the president. But it's interesting you raised the question because some folks were speculating today that technically under the U.S. Constitution, a president can pardon herself. She could actually wipe out the possibility of any criminal prosecution pertaining to anything she did. That's what the constitutional letter does. But the one exception is she can't stop impeachment. So she could not stop the House from impeaching her, that is, putting her through a trial, and from the Senate actually conducting the trial, convicting her, and kicking her out of office. So, you know, as a practical matter, it's like these governors of Illinois, seems like every other governor out of the last 15, wind up in prison. As a practical matter, you know, if you're indicted, you're off to prison. If you're guilty and you're out of a job, you just you lose the governorship. With the presidency, it's just unique. We've got all these special rules, and of course, I'm not suggesting anybody would pardon themselves. It's a theoretical possibility, but we're talking about some really awkward, uncomfortable times. And those of us who lived through Watergate remember it was really no fun. I mean, it was a long national nightmare. And as you were saying, Tom, Ford decided to pardon Nixon. Who knows if it was part of a deal? It's hard to imagine there wasn't some serious conversation among at least aides, if not Ford and Nixon themselves. But a lot of people say that's the reason Carter was able to beat Ford in 76, because the American public felt that it just wasn't right for him to let Nixon off the hook.
Right. And back then, everybody wanted to see Nixon have his day in court so they could watch him squirm. And there's no doubt that that's how America felt, and that is how Gerald Ford lost his position as the only unelected president in American history.
And since we're going down memory lane, Tom, I can tell you I have a fun memory of seeing you in the spin room at Pauley Pavilion in 1988.
Yes.
Debate between George Bush and Dukakis, when Dukakis made that little misstep of when Bernard Shaw asked him, well, if you don't like capital punishment, how would you feel if somebody raped and murdered Kitty? And he gave this cold, bloodless, clerk-like answer. And I remember you holding court, and everybody was listening to you in the spin room. It was a lot of fun that night.
That was a lot of fun, and I always think about that every election year. But the one we're in now is like nothing any of us has ever seen before. Hopefully we never see it again, because you know, all you want to do is have the candidates debate the issues. You want to decide who's the best person for the job and then vote for them. And all this other nonsense, all this static has been so frustrating, especially, I think, for people who really love this country and love democracy.
Yeah, absolutely. And to have this weird curve at the end of the oddest year of all, to have this come 11 days before the election, it's just something nobody, I don't think anybody imagined. And I got to think, getting back to our point about what Comey's going to do, I got to feel that there's going to be a lot of pressure on him to really give at least some information as to what he's talking about, because otherwise people, you know, how are they supposed to vote? People are literally talking, Tom, about the rules in states around the country about changing your vote. In 29 states, including Florida and Ohio, you may not change your vote after you do an early vote. 14 states have no information, so you probably can't. And the Sun reporter came up with the fact that 8 states, yes, let you change your vote, including Pennsylvania and New York. Now, obviously, we're talking about a minuscule number of votes. But the idea that there would be substantive information in the last week or two before the election that might change some votes, and therefore people are researching, you know, the law, it just shows how far off the rails we've gone. It's just almost unbelievable.
Final question for you, legal analyst Royal Oaks. Let me ask you this. It wouldn't be a good idea for President Obama to do this, if he can, but can the president fire the director of the FBI?
Oh, yeah. The president can do that, but as you say, you know, I think it would look so bad. He would have to have something, I think, more than what Comey has done. Because right now, Comey, you know, we don't know what he would say if someone were to say to him, hey, you're messing up our whole democracy, so you're out of a job. He would want the opportunity to say, well, maybe I can't tell everybody, but I'm going to tell you this is why I'm doing what I'm doing. Let me show you the emails of from Anthony Weiner's server, et cetera. I would think that Obama would know, the president would know, that he would be seen as really getting involved so deeply in the political angle, it would kind of damage his legacy. And I think he cares a lot about his legacy, because if you believe a lot of the reports about the relationship between the Obamas and the Clintons, they didn't really like each other. But when push came to shove, the president knew for him to have a third term, the only way is to make sure Donald Trump never gets near the Oval Office.
Well, this has been such a pleasure. We've talked on the radio so many times, but it's been a while, and I want to thank you for doing us a favor on a Friday night.
Hey, it's my pleasure, too. Always fun, Tom.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
There he goes. It's Royal Oaks. Royal Oaks, KBC legal analyst. He was a frequent guest on our show over the years, and a pleasure to talk to him again. All right, we're talking about the FBI reopening the investigation into Hillary Clinton and her email server. How do you feel about this, and will it change your mind? Will it make you vote another way? Let's find out. Call us at this number. This is my vanity number. 901-3000-TOM. That's the number here. 901-3000-TOM. Okay? Call me now at 901-3000-866. This is the Friday Night Special with Tom Likas on 790 KABC.
KABC.
KABC, the Friday Night Special with Tom Likas at 901-3000-TOM, 901-3000-866. Joanne in Whittier, you're on 790 KABC. Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Yes.
I'd like to compare the outlandish personality of Donald Trump to one of the most famous rulers of the ancient world, and that was King Solomon.
Let me understand this. You're comparing Donald J. Trump, bankrupt four yes. times, likes to grab genitals, to King Solomon.
Yes, I am.
All right, let's
see. He had an outlandish personality.
Did King Solomon grab genitals?
Okay, I want to put the part of what I say is similar.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm the host of the show, so you're going to kind of have a conversation with me, an interaction.
No,
not a monologue.
Fair enough.
So you're saying they're similar, and I heard all about Donald Trump grabbing genitals. He said it in his own voice. So I'm wondering if that's what he has in common with King Solomon.
You know, that's not written anywhere that I know of. But who knows? I don't know whether he did or didn't.
Oh, so King Solomon might have been a genital grabber.
One thing he did have was wives that were given to him by foreign nations, and the God of Israel said, "Don't worship anything more than the one God." But he let his women have their own little high places and temples. So he went against the God of Israel.
I see.
He went against what was acceptable in that particular one God religion.
And you agree with that?
I'm saying that's what happened.
Okay.
And when he did that, these wives were given by foreign leaders. Had he made them and forced them to follow the religion that he was part of, he could have caused wars with those other nations. So he gave these women freedom of religion. And I'm sure he had his hanky-panky with him because he was married to them. But at any rate, he also took two women who both had a baby. One baby died, and the other woman switched babies and kept the live one and took the gave her dead baby to the other woman. And so they argued in the morning, "Hey, this is not my baby." "Well, this is my baby." And they went to the king to solve the problem.
What does this have to do with Donald Trump? This is taking a long time.
Okay, I'm going to tell you the outlandish
thing. Yeah, I'd like you to tell me before 8:30 or 9:30 here.
I'm almost done. He said, "You both say that baby is your baby. Okay, let's cut it in half. And each one of you can have half." That's an outlandish personality to say something like that. You'd think he hated kids. But instead, the real mother said, "Give her to the other mother." And he then knew who was the real mother.
Did King Solomon have four corporate bankruptcies?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I have never heard about him having bankruptcies. He was a very wealthy man. But I don't know what his hardships were because I've never read about it.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're voting, let me understand, you're voting for Donald J. Trump because you think he's like King Solomon.
I'm independent. I'm just showing something to you of what is similar.
Well, who are you voting for?
That's my business. When
well,
I
you're
go
anonymous.
And
vote, you know, come on, we don't know who you are. Tell us who you're voting for. We all know you're voting for Trump. Just say it.
It doesn't matter whom I'm voting
yeah,
for. I'm giving
I'll
you
decide,
a
I'll decide what matters to me. I'd like to know who you're voting for.
Well, then you're right. You're very smart. You're just as smart as Solomon. You figured
look at
it
that.
Out.
See, you compare me to King Solomon. Smart guy.
Well, sure, why not?
Cutting babies in half. I'm just like him.
No, you were wise. You figured out the, you know what I was. You knew it before I told you.
Come on. You're as transparent as a pane of glass. Seriously. All right. Thanks. Great call. 901-3000-TOM. That's our telephone number here. 901-3000-TOM. That's 901-3000-866. Wow. We got a lot more coming up here on the Friday night special with Tom Likas here on 790 KABC. It's the Tom Likas Show. It's the Friday night special on 790 KABC. I am Tom Likas. Follow me on Twitter. It's at Tom Likas, TomLeyKis. Hear our daily show. It's live every day at 3 p.m. Pacific time. And you can hear it by going to the website, tom.show, as in www.tom.show. We're on Monday through Friday, every day, and we sometimes make surprise appearances at other times of day, but it's on 24-7. It's always on. And, of course, if you'd like to get our app, we have a free app where you can listen to our show, and it's as simple as pressing a button. Just go to TomEverywhere.com, and you can download our app right now, TomEverywhere.com. It's also available on Google Play and at the App Store. So, TomEverywhere.com, and you'll have a free app where you can hear our show and listen to our on-demand library of podcasts. It's all in there. TomEverywhere.com. We continue with your calls. We're talking about the FBI's announcement today, and it's a shocker that they are reopening the investigation into the Hillary Clinton email server. And it's based on stuff they apparently found on Anthony Weiner's laptop. Unbelievable. Anthony Weiner's name makes me laugh, and the idea of the word Weiner and laptop, having the word lap and Weiner, it just gets me. What can I say? Let's say hello here to Bob in Santa Clarita. Bob, you're on 790 KABC. Hello.
Hey, Tom. How's it going?
I'm doing okay, Bob. How about you?
I'm great. Actually, not so great because this news is a little upsetting just because I'm really discouraged that this is the best that we can come up with in 2016 for the presidency. I think that both candidates are so beneath the White House that it's sickening that we as a country allowed this to happen, to be honest. And I just think that this I can't in good conscience see how anybody could vote for somebody who's under federal investigation for the presidency. It's just it's disgusting.
Well, you're innocent until proven guilty. And there is no
True.
Way I would want Donald J. Trump to have his hands on the nuclear codes. I just don't want that. And so I'll take my chances.
I agree. No, I totally agree. And I think that, you know, when it comes down to it, I think that I'll never vote for Trump, but I think that I'd do the same as you. But at the same time, it's just it's a little disheartening I don't feel as good about her as I have about candidates that I voted for.
By the way, I totally agree with you on that. And here's a question that I can't figure out the answer to. Why is Hillary Clinton so loyal to Uma Abedin? Why? After that Anthony Weiner embarrassment, it's time for Uma Abedin to step down, resign, for the good of the party.
Absolutely.
For the good of Hillary Clinton. Why is Hillary Clinton so loyal to this chick?
No, I totally agree. I don't understand why she's so loyal to her husband. I feel that she'd be a lot better without him. I think that, you know, he weighed her down with the whole
here's the thing. I don't really care about her at all. I care about the candidate that I'm going to be voting for. Why would you keep this woman anywhere near what you're doing? because that Anthony Weiner thing stunk to high heaven. It was terrible. And I would say, you know, once you brought that into the world of the candidate, it's time for you to step away.
Absolutely. I think that there's just a lot of hidden stuff that she's not very transparent at all. And I just think that neither one of these candidates, I think, are grounds for a celebration if either one of them win. I think that both of them are beneath the country.
I think we're both going to feel dirty after Election Day, like we need a shower. I have no doubt about that. More to come here at 901-3000. Tom, it's the Friday Night Special with Tom Likas on 790 KABC. Friday Night Special on 790 KABC. My name is Tom Likas, and we are here until 10 o'clock, and then that's it. So get your calls in now at 901-3000, Tom. 901-3000, Tom. We're talking about the FBI's reopening of the investigation of Hillary Clinton and her email server. Let's see what you have to say about this. Here is Teresa in San Clemente on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hi, Tom. I think I've died and gone to heaven. Hearing you talking politics again, I am in heaven.
Look at that.
Thank you, Tom.
Sure. See, I'm like King Solomon.
Not really. I wish you would be on regularly. I loved you always. I wasn't crazy about the other format, but you're the best when it comes to this. And I agree with you. I don't know. I'm probably voting for neither one, but if it comes down to her being a chance of Donald Trump winning, I'll vote for Hillary because I just think he's crazy. So, and I think this whole thing is being brought out because they have nothing else to do that they can bring her down. They're trying everything they can. It's not working.
Well, that's certainly true. And honestly, all this talk about WikiLeaks, I've been reading a lot of those emails. I see a lot of stuff in there that doesn't make any difference to me at all. And I'm kind of surprised at how innocuous most of them really are. Am I to believe that political candidates are not plotting to see how to beat their opponent or plotting to see what they can use against their opponent? All it is it's been leaked, and now we know what we should have known already, that that's how things work.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the other thing is that Donald Trump is just running scared, and they're doing everything that they can to try to bring her down. It's not going to work either. And here's the thing. I don't like a lot of things about her. I think that she's going to – I'm afraid she's going to bring back the TPP and put it through with another name. I'm really afraid of that, and I'm really against that. So that's why I'm reluctant to vote for her, but I definitely don't want him to win.
Right, right. And I have vowed I'm going to do anything I can to do my part to keep him from winning. And I have been opposed to Trump since before he announced he was running for president. I've been opposed to him as a person in every way, shape, and form, because I grew up in New York City. And when I grew up in New York City, I had to hear Fred Trump, the father, who had once apparently been in the Ku Klux Klan, and then and then you have Donald Trump, who I've had to hear his big mouth for the better part of 45 or 50 years. And I'm just fed up. I'm amazed how many people, all they know about this guy is the reality show, The Apprentice. And they don't know anything else about him.
The trouble is so many people are so sick of the machine. You know what I mean? So they're seeing somebody others are successful. Do I want them to be president? No.
I agree with you on that, Teresa. Thank you so much calling in from heaven. I appreciate that. Let's say hello here to, let's say hello here to Vincent in Lawndale on 790 KABC. Hello.
Hello, Father.
Hi.
Long time, first time caller.
Well, thank you, son. I appreciate it.
I was pro-Trump when I first started, Mexican-American. And a big family, a lot of controversy, and I told him just to stick with it, just listen and what he's about, and Hillary all the way now.
And that's it. Yeah. Now, what if they find some smoking gun, some bombshell? You still will vote for Hillary Clinton?
I think so. You know, two weeks ago, and just, you know, I'm kind of fed up with the whole thing. It's almost a year with this, and just, let's go with Hillary at least for 4 years.
Understood. Vincent, a great call. Thank you. Let's say hi to Dean in La Habra. Dean, you're on 790 KABC.
Tom.
Hello, Dean.
How are you, sir?
Do you
good
care?
To hear you on the radio.
Thank you, Dean.
I have a question. Going back to the caller before Royal Oaks came on, he was talking about, you know, all of this email flap, which is going on. Does anybody recall that Karl Rove set up a private server for the Bush administration? And does anybody recall that he had 22 million emails erased?
Oh, yes. Now that Bush is out of office. Well, it has been, because I know about it and I've heard about it. I'm glad you brought it up. It's absolutely true. And in that case, Bush had already been the president for some time. And so it was unlikely you were going to get him out of office. But you're right. You're right. Karl Rove's server for George W. Bush. Absolutely right.
This whole thing is like a reality show, and I would like somebody to vote me off the island.
Yeah, I may take myself off the island if this keeps going.
Can you blow me up, Tom?
You bet I can. Here you go. All right. Jason in Mission Viejo, you're on 790 KBC. Hello.
Good evening, Tom.
Yes.
Now, if I recall correctly, you at one time were a member of the Libertarian Party. Is that
right? No, that's not correct. I'm a libertarian. With a small L. I've never been a member of that party because I don't think those candidates can ever get elected.
Right. I actually remember seeing you get the media award from the Libertarian Party back in about 1992. I went to that dinner where you were honored. Anyway.
Yes, and by the way, you're right. I was there. That's where I met one-time screener Mike Dooley way back then. Yes.
Well, anyway, as a California voter who's I'm a conservative. My vote won't really matter because the state's going to go to Hillary. I think it might be a good year for people like me to vote libertarian just to make a point and get that number up as high as possible and make people realize there's more than one party out there, you know?
Now, that is the best reason to vote for Gary Johnson, who also seems like a complete incompetent. Well, from his Aleppo comments to not being able to name his favorite foreign leader, to that bizarre video where he's sticking his tongue out. I mean, something wrong with that guy, in my view.
Yeah, okay. And their convention was a freak show, too.
Right. It's like a Mensa meeting or something with all these people dressed in oddball outfits. It's like watching an episode of The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah. Hey, great to hear you back on the radio talking politics, Tom. Take care.
Thank you, Jason. Really appreciate it. More to come right here. It's the Friday Night Special with Tom Likas here on 790. 790 KABC. I'm Tom Likas, and it's our final moments together. Let me remind you, if you'd like to hear our show every day of the week, you can listen anytime you like. You can hear it at our website, tom.show, as in www.tom.show. Get our free app. Listen to us on your device. Whether it's Android or whether it's iOS, you can get our app at the Google Play Store. You can get it at the App Store, or you can simply go to TomEverywhere.com. And there you go. You can get the app. It's free and listen to us live. You can listen to past episodes. It's all on there. So our thanks to Drew Hayes and the crew at 790 KABC. And our crew, Gary Zabransky, Dean J. D'Amelio, Mikey Timpson, and they're my boys. And we're all here doing this together. Let's say hi to Robert in West L.A. Robert, you're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hi, Tom. How are you? Thanks for having me on after an hour of waiting here.
Doing great. Well, you'd hate to eat. Nobody wants to eat at an empty restaurant is what I'm trying to say. So thank you for waiting.
Tom, you're all wrong on Trump, and I'll tell you why. What the FBI has done today, this letter was addressed to the Congress, to the Oversight Committee, but the real intended person of that letter was Hillary. And Hillary's been put on notice by the FBI that they have so much irrefutable evidence in place.
Well, let me say this. That is your opinion, okay? The letter doesn't say that. This is your interpretation of it.
This is the way politics are played.
In your opinion.
So they've put her on notice, and they've told her, essentially, get your affairs in order, because the black cars with the FBI are showing up to give you, this is giving you
well,
a few days.
Well, that's your interpretation of it.
Well, let me tell you, you were so down on Trump.
And I still am.
I
wouldn't vote for Donald Trump if Al Capone was running against it.
I think Donald Trump is an American hero. Here's why
no,
I say so.
Because you're ignorant?
No, I'm far from it. Far from it.
I see.
I've accomplished things in my life that you can't even
dream of. Blah, blah, blah. Go ahead.
No, blah, blah, blah. So, but let me tell you, Trump, the Democratic Party and Republican Party are two different examples. The Republican voter showed the purity of the party because they picked a candidate from the outside. They fought the establishment, and they picked somebody against all odds. It's been beat up by the media left and right, and they picked that
beat up by the media. The media created Donald Trump.
No.
Yeah.
There was all kinds of negative. They were.
That's your opinion, and this is my opinion.
Okay. All right. Well, on the other side, this has been the dragging of the dead corpse Hillary Clinton for the last 8 years forward, knowing that there's all this baggage. The election was rigged against everyone, not just Bernie, but Webb and everybody else that tried to.
Webb did not have a chance in hell. There's just no way. Look, you have your opinion. I have mine. Thank you, everybody. Again, drop me a line if you like. Tom@blowmeuptom.com. Get our app, TomEverywhere.com. Thanks, folks. Thank you, KABC. Thank you, Drew Hayes. Have a great night. New.